Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.
You are listening to the
summer is almost over, and so far we've really lucked out. No hurricanes. And living in Florida here, I'm extremely grateful, but that could change tomorrow. And look, we're about to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Superstorm Hurricane Sandy. Do you remember that one? Not very many people in the Mid-Atlantic or the New York area region were prepared for it. But if you had PrepareWise emergency preparedness food, you were ready. If you'd prepared with PrepareWise water and the basics, some currency and a means of self-defense, you weren't caught off guard. And if you weren't prepared then, please, please learn from it and get prepared now with PrepareWise emergency preparedness food. It always pays to prepare. Go to preparewise.com. Use the code LUTZ. You'll get great savings. Depending on the size of your order, you're going to get a whole lot more. Be prepared. Don't be caught waiting for the government to come and save you. PrepareWise.com. Use the code LUTZ, L-U-T-Z. Be prepared.
FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. I'm Kerry Lutz on 1230 WBZT. You're familiar with Michelle Ricklin. Ricklin Resources. She is the pro resume writer and career service person, certified employment interview consultant, and she's got something incredible coming up. It's a virtual career summit, has 25 unbelievable speakers who are going to be there, and it's not just for the person who's re-entering the job market, it's for the college grad, the re-entrant, and everybody in between. She's with us now. Michelle, welcome back to the Financial Survival Network.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks so much.
Hey, so you put together this virtual career summit, national career summit. I mean, that's a pretty big undertaking. How'd you come up with that?
Well, you know, a few different things kind of prompted this project. We are launching a book that is coming out actually this week. It is called 101 Great Ways to Compete in Today's Job Market. And we have 101 different authors. It's a compilation book. And as we were completing that project, we were thinking, you know, what other sources of value can we offer to people that are looking for information? And we looked around and we really had not seen that a national virtual career summit had been done that really covered a wide range of topics. So we, you know, really went forward and said, you know, well, what topics would we want to cover? And where are the experts? And went out and tried to find some of the most talented and, you know, well-known experts out there in the career space. And we put together a really, really nice lineup of speakers. So this is going to be an incredibly valuable event.
It sounds amazing. And, you know, the rules have changed for getting jobs. It's no longer, if you're in New York City, you used to go pick up a copy of the Sunday New York Times, dozens of pages, no matter what market, what your skills were, you could find a job. Now, then it went to Craigslist, Monster.com, whatever. Now it's LinkedIn, but you need to have so many different skills to figure out exactly how to get that next career opportunity. Right? I mean, things are totally different now, Michelle, aren't they?
The landscape is completely different. So, yes, I am in the New York metropolitan area, and when I was out and looking for a job, my go-to place would have been the New York Times, and that's where everybody advertised. Today, that's just not how it's done. Not only do companies not necessarily have an advertising budget or a recruitment budget, they're really forcing the internal resources, so your talent acquisitions teams, your HR teams, hiring managers, to go out and find their own talent. So there are a couple of things with this. It's not only does a person who's either looking for a new position or looking to get started or looking to re-enter the workplace, not only do they need to know how to go out and find what they're looking for, but they need to position themselves so that they can be found. And there are many different ways that people can do that. Now, also, it being a very competitive market, people aren't necessarily so quick to jump ship, so to speak, or to be looking for a new opportunity. And it's also really important for people internally to make sure that they are really keeping themselves fresh and updated so that they can maintain their current position, and also if they are looking for a career advancement so that they can position themselves within the company that they are in to go forward. So what we've done with this summit is really addressed all of these issues, everything from, you know, getting started to maintaining where you are, keeping your skills sharp, and really marketing yourself internally as well for promotions and for career advancement.
Now, this job market really is probably the toughest job market you've ever had in your life, no matter where you are in the food chain, right? And of the people in the market, who has it the toughest, do you think?
You know, it is tough to say. It depends on which group you're asking, and everyone will say that their group is the toughest. It is certainly a difficult market for the recent college graduate. And there are many reasons for that, and I do believe that one of the reasons is that we have so much doom and gloom in the media that our younger job seekers really kind of take that in and swallow it and say, well, there are no jobs, and this is what the media is telling me, and they're really not that proactive and strategic about going out and looking for their first position. And I think that the media really, you know, does them a disservice. It is a very, very tough market, but people are getting jobs, and people are making career changes, and people are reentering the workforce.
Right. So even though the market's tough, there still are opportunities out there if you take the necessary steps and think strategically.
Absolutely. It really is a very strategic process, and people that are in job search mode at any level, they really need to evaluate so many different pieces, from their network, building their network, establishing rapport, to what is their social media presence, how are they establishing themselves within the social media space. Are they putting themselves out there and allowing people to find them as an expert in their field? Are they having conversations with other people within their field so that, you know, their name is constantly out there? How are they personally branding themselves? What tools are they using? And it is tough. And one of the other things, and one of our speakers from the American Counseling Association is also talking about, well, you know, how do you stay motivated? It can definitely be a depressing time for somebody who's either unemployed or feeling that they are stuck in a situation that they're not that happy with.
But now you deal with people every day, and you've had a lot of success stories, haven't you, Michelle?
I have been, I have to say my clients have been lucky to reap that benefit, yes.
So tell us about somebody who'd virtually given up all hope, been unemployed for longer than they cared to remember, but you helped them refocus and get back on the job bandwagon.
Yeah, actually, I can tell you about a client who was, or is rather, an executive chef that would be a fun one to tell you about. Mm-hmm. So there were a few things that we were battling as we were working through both putting together his marketing materials and positioning him to go out for a job search. He really didn't have, although he had been a restaurant owner for a very long time, we're talking 20 years plus, he did not have any formal training. And not only that, but his, let's just say, his social media really had some negative effects because he was actually on one of the reality shows that I don't remember exactly which one it was, if it was Kitchen Nightmares or one of those, where he was showcased very negatively.
Chef Ramsay had his way with him, huh?
Yes, I believe it was Chef Ramsay. So that's kind of a tough one, especially when it's really public. So we took a really creative approach, and we put together some marketing materials that were really eye-catching. We really emphasized or de-emphasized his lack of formal training and really emphasized his relationship building. He had a nice following, local following, and lots and lots of testimonials. And we put together something that was very interesting. It was a kind of a definitely not a traditional resume, but a packet that looked like an invitation, where it had different pieces to it that said, you know, here are the main areas that he really excelled in, and here's his history, and here's all of his testimonials, and it looked like an invitation that came in a box. And we put that together to send out to directors of food and beverage of various establishments that were not, you know, not too far. He was not looking to relocate. And we targeted local restaurants and resorts and country clubs and, you know, those kinds of places. And it was eye-catching, and it kind of took away from the negative because it was just such a creative approach that he did garner a lot of attention and eventually received an executive chef position.
Oh, that's a great story. And it's funny, here he thought that going on that show is probably going to get him a job or a position or something, and here it probably hurt him, but you turned that around and made it a positive, which is always a great thing. And want to talk more about these creative job strategies, turning negatives into positives, using them to get you your next position on the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Kerry Lutz, 1230 WBZT.
Hi, it's Kerry Lutz. I recently decided to move my retirement account into physical precious metals to hedge against the coming times. If you want to move an existing retirement account into physical precious metals that you can hold in your hand tax-free, there's no company that can do it more quickly and efficiently than Regal Assets. It took them just 24 hours to open my new IRA account, and all I had to do was fill out one simple form. The best part is that Regal Assets does all the work for you. They cover the setup and administrative costs for 2013. If you're interested in making the same move I did, call 855-678-6620, 855-678-6620. That's 855-678-6620, or visit them at regalassets.com. You'll be glad you did, and tell them Kerry sent you.
And we're back with Michelle Ricklin. I'm Kerry Lutz on the financialsurvivalnetwork.com, 1230 WBZT. So Michelle, what you illustrated is sometimes that your biggest negative, really, you can turn into a positive and use that to get you a job, or at least attract attention so that people will pay attention to you and focus in on you, and use that to get your word out there, get your message out there. Effectively, you're really advertising to potential employers, right?
Yes, and I think that's often where job seekers really have a disconnect with the process, is that there's not necessarily an understanding that they are a product, they need to be packaged well, and that means everything from what their picture looks like on their social media to what they say, and make sure that content is relevant and that there aren't things that are inappropriate or that could turn somebody in the other direction, to how they dress, to how they present themselves when a phone call comes in potentially for a position. You know, all of that is the packaging and the materials that they use to market themselves, and those things are their resume, their LinkedIn profile, their cover letter, their bio. It could be even their Facebook page, because employers will check that. And then understand that once you're packaged properly, then you got to go out and sell yourself. And it's a proactive process. Anybody who is sitting back waiting for a job, or anybody who is spending their time surfing the job boards, it's not happening.
Right. And, you know, I notice you've got this guy here, David Kaplan, staying motivated and avoiding depression during times of unemployment. That's got to be a real tough thing to do, doesn't it?
It is a really tough thing. And yes, David is one of our speakers at the National Career Summit, and he's one of the chief officers at the American Counseling Association. People tend to really lose their momentum, you know, when they are just sending resumes out and they're not getting a response. The bank account is dwindling. It is extremely tough to really keep your focus and to keep your spirits up. But there are definitely ways that people can avoid that depression. For example, just putting yourself in a situation that is going to depress you. So if you're just sending resumes out to everybody and anybody, and you're not targeting who you're sending it to and places that are really best fitted for you and you for them, well then, yes, if you send out 100 resumes and you get no response, that's going to be depressing. So you don't want to put yourself in those types of situations. You really want to be very focused and very targeted so that you will yield a much more positive response to the materials that you're putting out there.
Right. And then I see you've got gentleman by the name of Lee Miller. He's also going to be at the summit on how to get more money in your next job in any economy. And can you tell us, have you helped people get more money in their next job? Got an example of that?
Right. Well, Lee is a columnist for the Star Ledger, and he's written some books specifically on this topic, negotiating and how to get more money in your next job. And generally, one of the main points as far as negotiating is, in theory, if you're internal and you're looking, you know, internal negotiations versus external negotiations are a completely different animal, because if you're going into a new job, the way that you negotiate is different than if you're currently employed and you're negotiating for something bigger. But one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're trying to negotiate a new salary or a new title or new job responsibilities is, number one, not asking or not having the conversation, and number two, not being really aware of the appropriate time and place to do so. So you have to kind of know that if you're going into some kind of a negotiation, well, when is my boss or my company going to be most open to having this conversation? And for example, if you've decided, well, look, I have done X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to present my value and I'm going to show how I am worth, worth whatever it is that you're trying to negotiate for, the time to do it is not right after the budgets have been completed.
Yeah, not good timing there. Bad timing. Good
timing. So you want to really pick and choose when and where you have those types of conversations.
Right. Timing is everything, like in life. And then I noticed that you got one of my favorites here, Brian Tracy, Earn What You're Really Worth. So that's a real coup that you got him.
Yeah. So, you know, Brian, well, he just kind of speaks for himself. So I'd have to say that anybody who wants to know about earning what you're really worth really should, you know, register for the National Career Summit and hear what Brian has to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So Michelle, just give us the website where you can sign up for the National Career Summit and when that's going to be.
Sure. National Career Summit is November 4th through November 15th, and the website is nationalcareersummit.com, and it is free to register. We are adding, we're finalizing our website and adding a few more speakers to it just, you know, today and in the upcoming week. And people that register for the Career Summit are welcome to listen to 1, 2, or 25 of the speakers, you know, any and all.
Yeah, I think it's really great what you're doing. And hey, don't forget, give us your site too, because there's a lot of things on there that can really help you find a job as well. If you can't wait till the summit or to prepare for the summit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So my site is ricklandresources.com. That's RIKLAN resources.com.
Hey, and just quickly, a couple of things that you could do right now to spruce up your resume to get it noticed today without having to wait.
Real quick, I'd say make sure you don't have an objective, but rather a rich profile that shows the value that you have to offer to a potential employer. Make sure you have a header that says who you are so that the person isn't searching desperately to find out, you know, who you are and where you might fit into their organization. And definitely make sure that your reader can read it, because I have to say that when I get a resume and I have to take out my reading glasses, it definitely annoys me as it does other recruiters who are in my age category.
All right. So don't do your resume in old English. Don't do it in 6-point type. Make sure that your toner cartridge or your inkjet cartridge is spitting out dark, bold type. Don't use spent cartridges, because that will really upset people. Hey, what about cover letters? So there's like a debate whether they're dead or passe or whether you should use them or not.
It's interesting that you say that. We do have a speaker at our summit, Don Burns, who's talking about why cover letters are dead. And that's not necessarily the truth, but he'll give you his perspective on that. Cover letters still, the traditional cover letter, if you're sending your resume to an employer and you're snail mailing it, that is appropriate, but and needed, because you don't want to send a resume on its own. But a lot of correspondences regarding potential employment do go by email, and the email is a much shorter, more concise type of correspondence. So there is something called the email cover letter, and it's a different animal.
Yeah, so you have to adapt it. So it's not so much that it's dead, but it's email with a resume attached, or your resume is embedded into the site. So you gotta get that cover letter down to like maybe 3 or 4 sentences. So you got to refine it like your elevator pitch, right?
It needs to be much more refined, and it is closer to an elevator pitch. Not quite as short, but definitely not as long as a cover letter.
Got it. So those are really helpful things. So you better start working now so that when the National Career Summit comes along, you'll be ready. You pick that up. I think it's really cool that this is multi-day, and it sounds like there's a lot of good speakers, a lot of solid information, and you have to reboot your whole career and your whole way of looking at your career, because, like you said, things are totally different now what employers are looking at and looking for, and the way that they look at you as a potential employee, it's 180 degree, totally different way of looking at things. And you have to be looked at and understand that the way you're being looked at and examined is totally different as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, just give those websites again and want to thank you.
The first website is nationalcareersummit.com. And my website is Ricklan Resources. That's R-I-K-L-A-N resources.com.
Excellent. All right. Good luck on that. I think it's really going to be a fabulous event. And if you're in the market or going to be in the job market, you got to go to it.
Our friend Tom Dyson at the Palm Beach Letter is giving away free copies of a really cool report he put together called How to Protect Yourself from America's New Secret Police. Inside, you'll learn all sorts of simple, everyday tricks you can use to make yourself a little less visible and vulnerable to scammers, hackers, and even the federal government. For instance, inside Tom's report, you'll learn which free internet email service never to use. This company doesn't care if your account gets hacked or not. Four things the government must tell you if they request your social security number. And how to spot skimmers lying in wait on ATMs and gas pumps, and much, much more. These tricks and secrets are low-hanging fruit ideas. You don't have to invest time or much money into them. Most are free. But by taking some basic measures, you can make your privacy much harder to invade than your neighbors. Tom's report is available for a limited time to listeners who take a trial subscription to his newsletter. Just visit the Financial Survival Network homepage for more information, or go to www.palmbeachletter2.com. That's www.palmbeachletter2.com.
The Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.